Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. What if this year you could empower your team to not only start strong, but stay strong, aligned, motivated, clear on what success looks like every step of the way? Well, great teams don't thrive by chance. So do you have the leadership skills to start them off right?
Hey, it's David. And you're listening to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, your source for practical leadership inspiration, tools, and strategies you can use to achieve transformational results without sacrificing your humanity or your mind in the process.
Hey, welcome to the show. You're in the right place for a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. And in this episode, you're going to get several insights and skills to help you empower your team in the new year. And if you're not listening at the beginning of the year, no problem. These same skills and insights will work year round. So specifically, you're going to get some ways to help your team make better and more strategic decisions. And these same tools will also help improve their teamwork. And get some ways to help your team repeat the habits that lead to their success and how you can build momentum and energize your team so they'll have better morale and more productivity. All right, let's get going. Your team's going to crush their goals, not just because they know what those goals are. They got to know the habits too. It's going to take more than just some clear goals. They're going to need visibility to and a genuine understanding of the business and a practical plan to turn those insights into action. So these five insights that I'm going to share with you now, especially if you deliver them through a 5x5 communication plan, will equip your team to succeed all year long. Now, if you don't know what a 5x5 communication plan is, just hang out a couple weeks. We're going to be talking about it in more depth. But basically, you're communicating important messages 5 times, 5 different ways. So we'll get more into that in another episode. But the first of these insights, the first suggestion here to help empower your team, keep them focused, manage high productivity, is your team needs to know your company's mission and priorities, specifically why they matter and where they as a team fit into those mission and priorities. Your team needs to know what the company's mission and goals are and why they matter. It's not enough to know this is where we're going. Why? Why are we doing it that way? Why is this the objective? The more context that you can provide, the more connected and the more fuel that is for people in their own motivation. And you've definitely heard that before, not just on this show, but if you're anywhere in the leadership space at all. But the reason you hear it so much is because it's true. When people connect their work to something bigger, they do show up with more purpose and engagement. And so if your company's mission and vision are full of fancy words or generic gobbledygook, you want to be a translator. And one of our favorite ways to do this is in our interactive keynotes in leadership development programs, we will use the power of a movie trailer. Okay, so to do this movie trailer, you give each person a set of 5 prompts and you have people write down the prompt and then fill in the rest of the prompt for themselves. And then once they've written the whole thing, they will have constructed a movie trailer about their work. It's fast, it's fun, and it's a great way to connect to the bigger picture, know what you're doing, why you're doing it. Okay, so here's how it works. You're going to give them 5 prompts. The first prompt is, in a world where. So just like so many movie trailers start off in a world where, you're going to start them off by saying in a world where, and then they complete that prompt with the tension or problem that they or their team exist to solve. So for instance, if Karen and I are doing this on behalf of Let's Grow Leaders, we might say in a world where many managers and leaders are frustrated, bitter, and burned out. That's the tension or problem that we exist to solve. What's yours? And then one, and this is where you describe your heroic actor or actors. So you might say one devilishly clever human resources leader, one unstoppable, hardworking, and underappreciated IT team. So one, and then describe your heroic actor or actors. And then will, and this is where you describe your heroic action. You're going to use a word like overcome, achieve, transform, maybe obliterate if you're trying to knock something out. So for us, we say one internationally recognized team of leadership experts will overcome cynical, dehumanizing leadership. That's our heroic action. And the next prompt is two. And this is specifically what you do. What is the actual work you do? So ours is to share practical leadership and management tools and techniques. And then the final prompt, the fifth prompt is, and help. And you're going to fill in this prompt with who benefits from what you do. So for us, it's and help human-centered leaders and managers to get results without losing their souls or mind in the process. So once again, those prompts are in a world where the tension or problem you or your team exist to solve, one, describe your heroic actor or actors, will take a heroic action, two, specifically describe the work you do, and help who benefits from what you do. And then you have everybody read their movie trailer, and it's fun. Everybody laughs, and some people are inspired, and some people are just tickled. But it really helps connect to everybody's individual why. And you can build one as a team as well. And some of the groups that we work with will do this even organizationally. We had one group, the CEO was like, this is so powerful. He had everybody on his executive team do it, and then they did it as a company. So some other ways to reinforce your mission and priorities are you can share the mission in team retreats and in meetings and connect it to your team's work. And this is a powerful one. I was part of an organization once where, and this were presidents who served for a year or two, but over the course of several presidents, the habit was they started every meeting by saying, we are the premier organization to do this, and then the mission. And it was very clear whether it was a board meeting, a membership meeting, an activity, a fun thing, a business thing, every time, and everybody knew the mission. And then you want to check for understanding. Don't just tell them why their work matters. Hear it from them. Ask them, hey, what's your understanding of why our work matters? And if you need more on the check for understanding, I encourage you to go back and check out episode 275. I don't know, that was about 10, 11 episodes ago. All about check for understanding and that communication skill and how it'll help you. You can highlight the mission and priorities during one-on-ones. You can link individual goals to the company's priorities. Create visuals like posters or slide decks or anything that's going to keep that mission front and center. And again, it's not a bunch of jargon. It's the practical, real sense of what you're doing, why you're doing it. And then, of course, celebrate wins that show how your team is advancing the mission. So when you make progress towards the mission, you want to celebrate that. It, again, keeps it in front, reinforces it. So that is the first way you're going to empower your team to ensure that they know what matters most. Focus on the company's mission and priorities, why they matter, and how everybody fits into that. Okay, next, number two, key metrics. What are your key metrics that matter and why? Again, why do they matter? So you empower your team by sharing the top-level metrics that are going to fuel company performance and connect the dots to the broader strategy. So often when we are talking with managers or leaders and they're frustrated that their people aren't thinking strategically, it's because the people don't have the information they need. So what are the metrics that actually matter? How does their work fit in? What are the specific metrics or measurements that are going to mean something to them? So that when your team's able to see how their work affects the bigger picture, they can focus their efforts with more purpose and precision. So to reinforce your KPIs, your key performance indicators, start the year by explaining the why behind your KPIs. And whether you work on a calendar year, an academic year, some other fiscal year, maybe a natural cycle due to the seasonality of your work, whatever kind of year you use, always a good place to kick it off by getting back to the why behind the things that you measure. Share regular updates on performance during your check-ins. So if the only time you mention those measurements is the beginning of the year, they're not going to be very effective. It's just like looking at your, your speedometer. You got to look at your speedometer periodically to make sure you're going the right speed. If you only look at it once, you have no idea. But if you're looking at it constantly, then that's too much. So regularly enough that you can adjust. Send weekly or monthly dashboard updates and invite conversations. So it's not just one way, but inviting conversations about what's happening and the insights that people have. Highlight success stories that show progress against those metrics. And of course, you can use visuals like your scorecards or graphs that help you make the invisible visible and track progress publicly. Then our third insight here, third way you want to empower your team is to get really specific, role-specific metrics that matter. So we talked about in number two there, that was the company, the organization, your metrics. Now it's time to drive it down to the level of the role. So you want to empower your team by ensuring every employee has meaningful, attainable measurements that they can actually influence. Otherwise, it's like asking them to shovel snow in a blizzard or scoop the ocean with a teaspoon. Lots and lots of effort, but almost impossible to see what's getting done. So to ensure that your team knows how they're measured and what it is that they're measuring, you want to work with each team member to clarify a short list of those measurements, those metrics that matter. Because if someone hands you a scorecard of 27 things, it's too many. Just there three. What are the top three or four that really truly matter? You want to incorporate those specific three or four into performance reviews. Have them be a part of your ongoing conversations. Discuss those role-specific metrics during your team stand-ups or planning sessions. And you can have fun ways to mix this up and celebrate why those metrics are moving when they're making progress. You can use simple, engaging job aids or tools to track individual progress. No one should have to go digging. No one needs a PhD or, you know, a computer science degree to figure out where they stand and what the measurements are that actually matter. They should be really clear and easy to access. And then recognize individuals publicly when they do hit those role-specific goals. And to really make that powerful, focus not just, oh, hey, they made the goal. What is it they did to help them achieve it? And of course, did they do it in a human-centered way? So we're not just celebrating the results, we're also celebrating how people got there. Okay, so we've been talking about insight into why the company's doing what it's doing. What are the organization's measurements that matter most? What are the individual's measurements and metrics that matter most? Now, with all of that insight, we need to change our focus, narrow it in specifically to habits. So number four are role-specific habits for success. Habits are the drivers of consistent performance. These are the things that a lot of times they're hidden. They're not showing up on performance reviews necessarily. They're the daily actions that shape your results. So you want to empower your team to identify and master the habits that are going to pave the way for success in their roles. So when I say habit, I mean an observable activity. It's something you can see. It's something you can hear being done. The person can say, yes, I have done this, or no, I have not. So a habit is not mom. A habit is call mom every Sunday. The habit is not connect with mom. That's an intention. A habit is call mom every Sunday. So whether it's time blocking for critical tasks, if staying on top of client follow-ups, building in a final check before submitting work, whatever they are, the right habits make excellence repeatable. And there are habits in your team dynamics as well, communication and collaboration habits. And if you'd like more on that, I encourage you to check out our Synergy Stack team collaboration system, which will transform how your team works together and delivers results. And I'm not going to get into that in any depth right now, but if you go to letsgrowleaders.com, go to team development, check out Synergy Stack, a whole system there gets super practical. It's based on a card deck, and there's a whole system underneath it that'll help you foster collaboration, ignite team performance, and get that moving. Very practical and fun, and teams really are getting a lot out of it as they're using it. So to reinforce the success habits that you're talking about for individuals, share examples of successful habits from high-performing peers of theirs. What is it? What's a success habit that's making someone able to repeatedly have the success they're having? And is it something that's transferable? If it's unique to that individual, not helpful. What is it that's transferable? And then model these habits yourself. So do you have the success habits? Can people watch a video of you and say, oh, if I will do what David's doing, that's going to help me be successful. So be the example. And then what training or tools are going to make adopting those habits easier for your folks? Making sure that they've got that. And in your one-on-ones, habits should be a recurring theme. Coming back to those, especially when you notice drift, especially when something's changed, getting back periodically to the bedrock of those habits. And you might need to do this every 2 or 3 months. It's just human nature. We can tend to drift away. Are we consistently doing the things that are going to make us great? And there's been a theme throughout all of these, but recognizing and celebrating when someone demonstrates consistent habits. So as you're seeing them, call attention to it. As the team is doing it with one another, call attention to it, celebrate it. Which brings us to number 5, the insight into how the team's performing. You want to empower your team? They've got to have that insight. In the start of the new year, it's an ideal time to recalibrate and ensure that your team understands exactly how they're doing. They need that clarity. What's going well? Where's their room to improve? How their work contributes to the bigger picture, like we talked about in number 1. Honest, straightforward feedback is going to help your team focus their energy and make meaningful progress. And accountability matters just as much. Accountability, we're not talking about beating your team up or beating an individual up for poor performance. It's about helping your team take ownership of their goals and follow through, knowing that you're there and you're going to support them along the way. So accountability, following through, we make a commitment. If we didn't keep it, what did we learn from that? Can we renew the commitment? What can we do for next time? And then pairing accountability with celebration. What's working? Especially as you're getting going with newer teams, recognizing those small achievements or when you make some kind of change or there's some kind of organizational transformation, what small achievements can you recognize to energize your team, reinforce that positive momentum, and keep it going for the year ahead. So that balance of clear feedback, accountability, and celebration, that will give you a foundation for steady growth and meaningful impact on the results you're trying to achieve. All right, so when we're talking about accountability and celebration, here's some more ways to reinforce it. Schedule regular feedback loops during your one-on-ones. Get that be a consistent, at least monthly part of your one-on-ones where you're acknowledging success, addressing places that where it didn't happen the way that the person might have intended and what we can learn. Use team meetings to highlight those collective wins as well as areas for improvement. Send written performance summaries or recaps to ensure clarity. Get a culture of feedback going, peer feedback specifically, where the team is holding one another accountable and celebrating one another. So it's not just your input. They're giving one another that feedback. Celebrating that progress, big or small, publicly, often. In another fun way, get somebody else another leader in the organization, if there's something that they can come acknowledge for your folks. All right, so those are the 5 insights. One more time. Let's start with your company's mission and priorities, why they matter, where they fit in, help empower your team. Second, the key metrics that matter, why they matter. Third, are the role-specific measurements and metrics that matter. Then number 4, what are the habits, the role-specific habits for success? And tie a bow on all of that with consistent feedback, candid feedback about accountability and celebration. How's your team doing? Letting them know consistently. And the most important part of all of this, repetition. So go back, as I was opening up, I mentioned 5x5 communication. You can use that 5x5 communication strategy with all of these to ensure your message sticks, that people internalize what you're getting after here. It's not enough to say something once. You got to share it 5 times, 5 different ways. What do I mean by different ways? Maybe it's a team meeting, email, dashboards, one-on-ones, or even a casual coffee conversation. When you vary the medium, the message becomes impossible to ignore and has far more impact for the individual. Much more likely, they're going to internalize and really remember and operate and act on what it is you're communicating. So your team's looking to you for direction, clarity, and encouragement as they begin the new year or any new season as you're looking at your work. So when you ensure they understand these 5 things and reinforce them with that 5x5 communication, you are setting them up for success. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, build better teamwork, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. And if you want a guide that you can print out and use to walk your team through these kinds of skills, conversation skills, all sorts of different ways that will help you reduce your team's stress, improve morale and productivity, you can find that at letsgrowleaders.com/podcast. And you can sign up and download that there. I'd like to thank our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep in Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for their work on this episode. Until next time, be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.